我是约翰 John， 当耶稣问你讲我是基督耶稣，我是想问回答这个问题之一的人。我当然知影家己是基督，是一个抓鱼的西比泰的囝，雅各的兄弟。有一天，我和我的兄弟拄咧抓鱼的时阵，耶稣走过来，招呼讲：“来跟随我。”我就马上跟随伊。伊真正会晓招呼人，我一生最奇妙的旅程就安尼开始。我知影耶稣是一位为天来特别的传道者，伊来分享上帝听甲稳定，伊是神用人主的身份带伫咱的中间，用人毋捌听过的智慧宣扬道理。我明白上帝是这么疼世间人，甚至将伊的独生子相赐予咱做应生的礼物。救赎的疼是伊一生得胜的主题，这是我甲伊斗阵三年所领受的。伊疼我，伊疼咱，伊疼天父超过一切。我怎样袂当报答伊的疼呢？我亲自见证的是真正奇妙的事。我看见耶稣将水变作酒，我看伊奇妙异地，我看到伊用五块饼两尾鱼饲饱五千人。伊予清明看见，予死人搁活，行伫水面平静海涌，而且伫大行书，甲咱分享上帝听。
耶稣叫我是彼得，是石板，但是我捌伫受气中，无阿多即个下气人的耳仔。我知耶稣是主，但是伫惊吓中，我也捌唔认伊。所以伫我人生的征战中，亲像跋山。我的光辉是青面的，看袂到伫因面前的真道。无接受耶稣是弥赛亚，无受伊的教训。也无认伊的信者，抓耶稣做救赎， 我也捌讲影，但是主提醒阮，毋通受因的迷惑。问阮学生讲，你讲我是自罪，我受感动，大胆讲，你是基督，是真我上帝的囝。我知影即句话是实在的，因为我亲身经验伊的生命甲时间。
Well, I thought I knew. He had stopped by our home in Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem, many times to eat, to rest, and to talk. But this visit was different. We were mourning the death of my brother, Lazarus. It had been 4 days when Jesus arrived. My sister, Martha, had gone out to greet the teacher, and they'd come back to get me. Mary, Jesus wants to see you. I got up and hastily went out to meet him. Where's Lazarus? Jesus asked. We took him to the tomb. Against our wishes, he insisted that we roll the stone aside. Then he shouts, Lazarus, come out. It was a moment that still shakes the very core of my being. My brother, my dead brother, walks out of the tomb as alive as any of us. As you would expect, word traveled quickly. People everywhere were clamoring to see this man who could raise the dead to life. It wasn't long before Jesus returned to our home in Bethany. It was just before the Passover feast, and we would soon be joining thousands of others in Jerusalem for this grand festival. We ate together, including Lazarus, and celebrated God's faithfulness. A few days later, we caught up with Jesus as he was entering Jerusalem. There was an unbelievable excitement in the crowd. It was like being in the presence of royalty or a military hero. The crowds cheered as Jesus entered the city, riding on the donkey's colt. The people waved palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the King of Glory."
My name is Pilate. As governor of Judea, the city of Jerusalem was in my jurisdiction. I didn't know much about this Jesus, but the stories about him were wild and conflicting, to say the least. Some said he was God's own son. Others claimed he could raise the dead to life, make the blind see, and even walk on water. Still others said he was a threat to the people in my province, and even to Rome. These religious Jewish leaders captured and brought him to me, seeking my permission to kill him. He didn't seem all that different as he stood before me. He hardly answered my questions. I had the power to release him, to save him from the death sentence his accusers were seeking. There was something disturbing about this whole scene. Though I knew little about Jesus, I certainly found nothing in the allegations, nothing in his actions or demeanor, nothing over which to send him to a criminal's death on a cross. That's what I told his accusers. I find him guilty of no crime. 3 times I tried to release him, but these people were relentless. I had no choice. I finally turned him over to his accusers and let them have their way. But I made it clear to them, I was washing my hands of this whole ordeal. I was innocent of this man's blood. I'm still not exactly sure who this Jesus was, but as he was led away, it was like watching an innocent lamb being led to a slaughter. There was heaviness surrounding him at that moment, and me for that matter. It was like he carried the weight of the entire world upon his shoulders.
加州犹太公会职员，我也不参悟如何处理耶稣的讨论和决定。我是阿里马太的约瑟，我不听过，也不亲眼看过济济人的性命，因为耶稣的来到有足大的改变。我无清楚几个代志的经过，但是同化的同事要求做伙判耶稣死刑时，我无同意因的决定，可惜我嘛无法度改变因的意思。当我徛伫山顶，看到迄个人讲的罪犯受定伫十字架顶时，规个事件予我真怣影。就是几日前，伫伊进入耶路撒冷的时，予群众当作以色列王一样，唯一的欢呼 现主是这些军众走去到大陆，他不是气杀他就是避起来。在我的观察，他的生命最后几点钟，他好像亲像是在完成一件使命，那是他受到呼召来做的。他对那几个站在旁边中心的军队者提出个保证的话，甚至包括甲伊共定的罪犯。然后伫断开以前，伊大声话咧讲：“爸啊，我将我的灵魂交伫你的手内。”迄时，我的身躯一阵加冷顺。我去求比拉多，要领耶稣的身躯。比拉多准我，我就将耶稣的身躯下伫石头的墓堡内，遐毋捌撞过任何人。这是在安息日前一日我唯一会用做的代志。我要是带着亏欠，因为我也是那群众已定死的一份子。有关这个人，我有济济疑问，这总是让我的心未当平静。我未当去别个字。那个罗马的霸府长在看见耶稣断开时所画的，这个人真的是上帝的子。
Yeah. It was early Sunday morning. It seemed like weeks since I had stood at the cross and watched Jesus die. As I headed to the tomb to anoint the body of my Lord, my mind raced with memories. Not only had Jesus freed me from my own demons, but I had watched him deliver so many people from their own miseries. He had not only healed and cured others, but more importantly, he had transformed lives by his compelling message of love and grace. Now, it seemed all of this had been for nothing. When I arrived at the tomb, I found that the stone had been rolled away. I ran to Peter and John. They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him. They ran to the tomb, confirming my words. Then they returned to the others to tell them. As I stood outside the tomb weeping, a man I thought to be the gardener approached me. "Why are you crying?" he asked. "Sir," I responded, "if you have taken Jesus away, please tell me where you have placed him." "Mary," he gently replied. That was all he needed to say. It was as if the scales from my eyes had been instantly removed. Any questions, any doubts that I had were gone. I knew this was Jesus, the living Christ, standing before me. The exhilaration in my spirit propelled me back to the disciples. "He is alive. Jesus is risen from the dead. I have seen him. Praise be to God. Jesus is alive."